Drivers are paying more to fill up their tanks, but the rise in gas prices is also putting pressure on a non-mobile population. Jenna Dooley has the story.
Seniors who can't get around themselves depend on charity programs to deliver them warm meals. These visits also provide daily checkups on the homebound. The Meals on Wheels program has sites statewide which serve more than 30,000 people each month. The program relies on volunteers to deliver the meals, but drivers are not reimbursed for gas. Charles Johnson is the director of the Illinois Department on Aging. He says the increase in fuel prices is falling on the volunteers.
We don't have the money to start reimbursing all of the volunteers. And a lot of the volunteers are also older people who are on fixed income. So we do anticipate that this problem will exacerbate itself if the gas prices continue to be as high as they are.
Johnson says the agency is against consolidating routes because the meals need to stay hot. In the meantime, he says local sites are trying to raise private donations because he doesn't expect any increase in state funding. The situation is different in Chicago, where drivers are reimbursed for mileage. I'm Jenna Dooley.
A University of Chicago study has found that using classroom time to drill students for the ACT exam does more harm than good. The study was done by the Consortium on Chicago School Research. It determined that class time should focus on strengthening longer-term learning in subjects that are on the test. University researchers analyzed test results and interviewed Chicago high school teachers and high school juniors in 2005 and 2007. Lead author Elaine Allensworth says ACT scores were slightly lower when teachers spent at least 40% of class time drilling students than when teachers spent at less than 20% of time on such preparation. Chicago's Public Schools CEO Arne Duncan says the report's findings are similar to what the district found when it launched a plan 2 years ago to transform its high schools. Testimony resumes today in the trial of a former Bloomington police officer accused of raping four women. Jeff Pilo has pleaded not guilty to the 35 charges against him, which include 28 counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault and 4 counts of home invasion. If convicted of all charges, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Prosecutors allege Pilo stalked the women and slipped quietly into their homes late at night between 2002 and 2005. The state is set to present witnesses today related to the January 4, 2005 assault of one of the women. One alleged victim has already testified in the trial that began last week. Pilo has been in custody since his June 2006 arrest. The jury deciding the fate of political fundraiser Tony Resco is scheduled to meet again today after a 4-day weekend break. Robert Wildebor reports.
So far, the jury has spent 5 full days considering the evidence that was presented during 7 weeks of testimony. Resco is facing 24 charges, and jurors are going through each count deciding whether there is enough evidence to support a conviction. But a number of the charges seemingly have little to do with Resco. For example, count 4 is a wire fraud charge for a phone call made between 2 co-schemers. Resco's not on the call. Nonetheless, prosecutors have argued that Resco was directing the scam, so he's responsible for the acts that were done to further it. Jurors are scheduled to deliberate today, tomorrow, and Thursday. They have Friday off as one juror had a scheduling conflict. I'm Robert Wildebor.
Illinois' newest congressman is sponsoring legislation aimed at helping military families nationwide who face financial hardship when loved ones are called for active duty. Representative Bill Foster won a March special election to fill the remainder of former House Speaker Dennis Hastert's term. He says he wants to model a national military relief family relief fund after an Illinois program signed into law in 2003. The Illinois efforts provided more than $6 million to state military families since 2003. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says reservists take an average 50% pay cut when they leave civilian jobs. That can hurt their families who are struggling to pay bills. If Foster's legislation is approved, federal taxpayers could elect to donate money while filing their tax returns. Illinois' Toll Highway Authority is unveiling a new cartoon mascot, the cross-eyed Cape Crusader. Captain Tollway is a muscled cartoon character being debuted along with the agency's Know Before You Go campaign. It's designed to remind drivers to get information on construction locations and congestion before hitting the road. The state's providing Captain Tollway coloring books and crayons to children at Tollway Oasis. He joins other transportation mascots such as Amtrak's Artie the Engineer and the Indiana Toll Road's iZoom Girl. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff is here with more on the weather. And Scott, looks like after today, things should be pretty dry this week.
Yeah, I think we'll see overall dry week for the after we get through today. A few showers from time to time throughout today.
And things are cooling off a little bit.
They have, and you know, as we mentioned earlier, at 5 a.m., the temperatures when we arrived here this morning early was 66 degrees, and now it's down to 51, and we're under mostly cloudy skies. There's a few showers out there right now across western Illinois, Menard and Mason County. Also, a heavier batch of showers across northwest Illinois, northwest of Peoria, across Knox, Mercer, Henry, and Bureau County. And that's all moving to the east, eastward across northern Illinois, and we'll see some showers develop from time to time across northern, or pretty much the entire two-state region throughout the day today. I think eventually they'll favor the central and southern areas later on today. We have a frontal boundary that moved through portions of central Illinois, and moving through right now, it's in between Mattoon and